Right. Good evening, everyone. So tonight we're going to conclude Simin Vav in the Kitzer. And the Kitzer writes the following. Remember, we're dealing with the halachos concerning the recitation of Amen. So the Kitzer writes, Ein onin Amen al bircha satzmo. The halacha is that we do not go ahead and answer Amen to our own bracha. The idea is, the Gemara brings down that this is a display of gaiva. This seems to be a display of arrogance to be able to affirm the statement that one themselves just made. Of course, milvad, the birkas hamazon, la'achar bonei Yerushalayim. The one exception to this rule is that in benching, in the bracha of uvenei Yerushalayim, right? So we say, bracha to Hashem, bonei barachamav Yerushalayim, Amen. So there, that's why Chazal went ahead and instituted that affirmative statement as part of the bracha. Then, of course, that is permitted as part of the bracha. Va'afilu mesayim, bracha achas b'shava im ashliach tzibor, lo yana. It's an interesting halacha. This is true. Let's say I go ahead and I finish a particular bracha. At the same time the shliach tzibor finishes the bracha, I still can't answer amen with the shliach tzibor's bracha. Now, let me read one more line, then we'll clarify this. Aval, imhu berach bracha acheres v'simu b'shava, on the amen al birchas ha-shliach tzibor. However, again, so the Kitzer says like this, if I'm saying the same bracha as the shliach tzibor, let's say again, we're both up to Baruch Sha'amar at the same time. So we both say Melech Muhula Batishbachos together. So in that case, I can't say amen. I will say, but I'm not answering amen to my bracha. Who am I answering amen to? The shliach tzibor. But since we're saying the same exact bracha, we're finishing at the same exact time, I can't answer amen. However, says the Kitzer, if the shliach tzibor is saying, let's say Melech Muhula Batishbachos, and I'm only up the birchos hashachar, not because I'm late. I went to the mikvah, you know, beforehand. So now I'm saying we're both concluding a bracha at the same time, but it's two separate brachos. In that case, says the Kitzer, you are permitted to go ahead and answer amen. Since in that case over there, it's clear that the amen is not going on my bracha, but the amen is going on the shliach tzibor's bracha, that is permitted. And furthermore, the Piskei Tshuvos, he brings down an interesting idea that as long as I finish what he calls outside of toch kidei dibor, of the shliach tzibor's bracha. Remember, we spoke about this last night a little bit, that, remember, we spoke about the halacha, that one has to answer amen, toch kidei dibor, of the time they hear the bracha. So, meaning toch kidei dibor is approximately 2 to 3 seconds. So within 2 to 3 seconds after the time that I hear the bracha, I have to answer amen. So the interesting halacha is the following. If I finish a bracha, and the shliach tzibor goes then and finishes a bracha, but let's say a second or two after me, as I could answer amen to the shliach tzibor's bracha, as long as what? As long as my amen is not toch kidei dibor of my own bracha. So bottom line, halacha lemaisa, we say the following. Number one, you can't answer amen on your own bracha. Number two, if you and the shliach tzibor are saying the same bracha and you both finish at the same time, you can't say amen to the bracha, even though you're kavanas for the shliach tzibor's bracha. Number three, if I'm saying one bracha, the shliach tzibor is saying another bracha, but we both happen to conclude our brachos at the same time, I am permitted to answer amen. Furthermore, if I and the shliach tzibor are saying the same bracha, but he finishes a second or two later than me, I am permitted to answer amen as long as my recitation of amen is outside of the window of toch kidei dibor of my own bracha. Rabbi Chanan ben Akash Omer, Rotchish Baruch Lezakos, says Yisrael Fichach, Her Balam Tumitzo Shneimar, Adonach Vizman Tzidko, Yagdil Torah V'Yadir.